7 on to this now. Yesterday, the City Press newspaper reporting that City of Johannesburg Council Speaker Colleen Makubele has written a letter demanding accountability from the Mayor Kabelo Gwamanda and several MMCs for missing 17 public participation sessions over the past month. It comes, of course, in the wake of concerns, or questions at least, being raised about the Mayor's suitability for the role. And Colleen Makubele joins us now on the line. A very good morning to you and welcome to 702 Breakfast.
Good morning, Bongani, and thank you for having me. Good morning to the listeners.
Well, talk to me. What are the concerns, as reported in yesterday's papers, about these missing officials who are not attending meetings?
Thank you, Bongani. You know, it's not just the officials that are missing. I must also add that the letter was also directed to councillors that have not attended these very important sessions, the IDP sessions, which are integrated development planning. It's one of the key roles that we have coming from our democratic process of the Constitution. One of the pillars of our Constitution is this community participation. And it is clearly stated there that we need to have these participatory processes to blend together with our local communities and to put together programs of implementations, etc. And it's part of our civic education as well, when we go out to educate them on how government ought to run, etc. So the role of the speaker in ensuring that accountable local government is very important. And these are councillors, whether they are MMCs or mayors, are still councillors before they have the official positions which they're elected into. And they have to participate in these processes. And failure to do that really results in them being in contempt of not only council processes, but the Constitution itself and our local Municipal Assistance Act, and also even our own growth and development strategy that we have adopted, 2040 for the City of Johannesburg. One of the outcomes is this meaningful active participation. What do we do in those participations? We obtain all the social needs, service delivery needs, job creation needs, whether service delivery in housing, roads, sewer, water, of the communities. That culminates in what we call the state of the city. And we put together these plans, these programs, this budget out of those community engagements. Then we've got our state of the city, which is supposed to now happen on the 6th of June. Then we also have our budget presentation, which for us now is happening on the 13th of June. And if you have not had this IDP, how are you going to put together your address and your programs for the next financial year in the form of that state of the city address and also the budget? It's very important.
Yeah. I mean, this is where essentially you get your fingers dirty, the hard graft of the work of councillors, the nuts and bolts, if you will. As I understand it from your letter, only one MMC, the one for Group Corporate and Shared Services, Loiso Masuku, that's the only one who's attended these mayoral committee meetings or these sessions. Out of how many?
Out of 10 MMCs. And what becomes difficult is that as much as she's been committed and really assisting in the presentation and answering the community's questions and taking suggestions, etc., she can't do 10 portfolios and the mayor's job in one. And the various portfolios, there are residents who want to go deeper into housing issues and housing needs per ward, where they stay, per sub-region, per region, you know. So she's done a wonderful job, but it doesn't become meaningful and valuable because the particular MMC is not there to deal with the nitty-gritty, to understand, as you said, that pulse of the community. What do they actually need in Region G, in wards 1 to 1? You know, how are you going to plan for them if you are not there to understand? How do you know which roads do they need surface, or which housing plans they need?
Let me come in here and ask you to put on your other hat now as a politician and co-councillor. The cynic will say, but hang on, you are part of the process that brought the kind of changes that we have seen in the council. These are the people that essentially you wanted.
Yes, I'm part of the coalition. And what you should be taking out of this is that this is the coalition that demands accountability, is demanding service delivery. This, and then these politicians were appointed because they are capable politicians, qualified, and they can do the job. What they have done now is just neglect of their duties, which must be dealt with. And it's very
How will it be dealt with? What consequences would they face?
This disciplinary action that will be looked at, and it will go to the relevant committee, like our ethics committee can look into that and determine what they want to put forth as recommendations for disciplinary processes.
All right,
so
appreciate
that's how council works. Yeah.
All right, appreciate your time, Colleen Makubele, there, the Speaker of the City of Johannesburg Council, also a COPE councillor. And as she says, this is where the hard graft happens. This is where councillors are meant to know what the city needs, what the people of Johannesburg need. And if only one out of 10 members of the mayoral committee regularly attends these sessions, doesn't that tell you all you need to know about exactly who or why they're in those positions? It's not for you and me, my friend.